Tell us about that interception you had at Cam today.
I think it was just a great play call on Coach Wilkes' part. I don't know if they're re-scheming each other, but if we get a game call like a play like that in the game, I mean, that would be perfect. It just happened to play right into the type of play that they had going on, and thankful to make the play.
Did you say anything to Cam after you got it?
Oh, no. Nah. Nothing needs to be said. We can see it all in his eyes when he's pissed off.
You say that with a bigger smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. Pissing Cam off is definitely one of our goals. It's unlisted, but it's definitely one of them.
How much talk about how different year two is for you?
It's definitely slowed down, if anything. Mentally, being able to move faster mentally has definitely helped you to move faster physically. And that's definitely a great thing that's going on, being able to expect and anticipate some things that may be going on around me. And as well as the 10 other guys, just knowing what they may be doing, what they're not doing, and being able to do my job at a much more efficient level.
Do you notice that you've got a couple more veteran voices in the room, and Captain Merlin and Mike Adams to go along with Kurt Coleman? Because obviously you were here last year when Kurt was sort of the main voice and veteran voice in that room. So have you noticed the difference?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I felt like that started from OTAs and minicamp. Just having those different perspectives in the room, just having older guys there. Cap, he's done it from the inside as well as the outside, and Mike, he's done it from the safety position. So just knowing what they have been through, they give us a different perspective and being able to help us play a lot faster.
Speed really seems to be a thing that on both sides of the ball that even players have started to notice that this is a faster team than it was a season ago. Are you catching glimpses of that too? Like, wow, we're faster defensively, or these guys are faster offensively?
If anything, I know that as an entire defense, all 11 of us are definitely playing faster and as a unit by being able to fly to the ball. But when it comes to our offense, they got some speed over there. They got some jets. They have a couple guys that we even watch on film and we're just like, whoa, like I didn't even realize he was running that fast. But that's definitely going to work in our favor, and we have a lot of weapons going on over there.
Did you have like sort of an aha moment last season that maybe you can build on going forward this year?
I would say that my aha moment might have been like, I don't know if it was, we played a night game against Tampa. I don't know if it was Monday or Thursday. It was during the week ago. And the double move that I gave up on Evans, and he scored a touchdown. That was my kind of like my reality check, I felt like.
Anyone else that's been coming in here has been raving about McCaffrey? Do you have anything to add?
Oh, man, he's great. And you can tell that he's a guy that is locked in from day one. Just from not even the on-the-field things, the off-the-field things, he locked in. You can tell in the meetings he's attentive. He's raising his hand. He's asking questions. And he take care of his body off the field, which is a thing as a young guy. You if you learn it early, I mean, you'll have a longer career.
Darryl, you were talking about picking Cam earlier. Have you seen any kind of drop off in his arm strength as he builds back up following his surgery?
I feel like if anything, mentally he's a lot sharper than he may have been last year. I mean, as far as my perspective goes, as far as his arm, honestly, I'm even more impressed with it. He made a throw against us. I want to say the first night, and we thought he was looking a completely different way. His helmet was turned a different way. He just slung it. And we were all shocked because the ball even went that way. But he's definitely impressive, and he's bounced back. If anything, he's two steps ahead of where he was before.
On your day off, are you looking forward to going back to new dad duty?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone was asking me, like, what's going on when we get back to Charlotte? And I'm just like, man, I got dad duties. I may be up for two more nights in a row. So, I mean, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to get back to the family, though.
What's different this year, though? You and Grayberry and Zach all come in. You're like the three amigos and all hanging out. Has it changed this time around?
No, you'll definitely see us all together the same, exactly the same we were last year. We're always together. But James is more of a nap time type of guy, so he likes to go lay down. So he's more hidden during the breaks and stuff like that. You may not see him.
Is the league going to see something different this year?
Yes, most certainly.
What?
We're going to make more plays on the ball. As an entire defense, we're going to reclaim our dominance.